And away we go. And yes, I did make it in. You are hearing a live broadcast on this Tuesday, November the 12th, 2019, 10 minutes coming up on 11 minutes past the hour. Now, here's the deal. We had snow on Halloween, and what was it? 11 days into November, still many days before Thanksgiving. Last night, we had a significant, well, I'm going to say significant compared to snow in the last few years, significant snow ice storm, which has pretty much closed a lot of schools in the Marion area, and I'll get to that in just a moment. But I did make it. I got on the roads this morning. I was determined to come here, and I'm so glad we're here this morning. Doing the morning show. We will have no guests today, so we will get back to our regular format of just trivia and questions and fun and what's going on in the world. But I have a lot of stuff to say to open up the show this morning, because yesterday our guest was Mary Ellen Withrow, and Mary Ellen's always wonderful. But when we have a guest in studio or a guest over the telephone, I do not get a chance to do my little opening kind of monologue about how my life is going. And I have some interesting things to talk about this morning. Well, I hope they're interesting. They're interesting to me. Will they be interesting to you? Who knows? But, and before I read these school closings off, and I'm sure you've already heard them, because we now live in the age of text messages, and I think most parents have text messages, so they don't have to wait for the radio or the television to announce that school has been closed. And this is interesting, because when I first started in radio, a few years ago, the Columbus stations did not even announce, Marion City Schools, or really any schools in Marion County at all. The Columbus TV stations now seem to do that, but back then they did not do the Marion schools. I don't know why that was. Maybe it's because they didn't run that chyron at the bottom of the screen, or they only had so much time that they have more time now, so maybe that's why they've included Marion. But they didn't used to do that, so, and you had no text. So if you lived in Marion and you wanted to know if school was canceled, you had to listen to the radio. This is no longer the case. There are so many outlets to find out if school is canceled now. You can find out on the radio. You can find out a text message, weather alert, as they call it. There are many apps that do this. You can find out with the Columbus television stations, and they all seem to have their own app. You can find out with the new MONN TV here in Marion. They are letting people know where the school delays and cancellations are taking place in Marion County. So what I'm about to read you is the list that I have. Now, in the old days, people would actually call these in so I would know for sure if these were the closings and delays. Now, I'm not denying that what I'm about to read are the closings and delays. I think they actually are. But I don't have a television in studio with me. I don't have anything like that, so these are coming straight from the internet, so I'm going to give you full disclosure on that before we do that. But in Marion County, which is what I'm going to update you on, it looks like everything at this particular point is closed except for Tri-Rivers, which is on a two-hour delay. It looks like Elgin, Marion City, Marion Prep, Pleasant, Ridgedale, River Valley, and St. Mary's Elementary are all closed. Tri-Rivers, two-hour delay. That's the information that I have right now. And I live out in the Tri-Rivers area, and the roads were not horrible because Tri-Rivers is on Route 95, and Route 95 is one of the roads that they tend to clear off pretty fast, as well as Center Street here in Marion. And there are some other ones that they keep pretty clear all of the time. Now, now that we've done that, that all schools in Marion County pretty well seem to be closed, except Tri-Rivers, which is on a two-hour delay. And if that's not right, somebody let me know, because I assume now all the kids are home, so you're probably listening around the radio with the kids, and maybe you're cooking breakfast. That's the great thing about snow days, is that if you're home, or you're retired, or anything of that nature, this becomes a morning where you can just turn on the radio, you can cook a big breakfast, because you don't want to go outside, And you can just have a lot of fun and say, boy, I'm so glad I don't have to go out there and do that anymore. And for all the people who are driving this morning to work, be safe, be careful, turn on the radio, don't talk on your cell phone, because if you're on your cell phone, even on a good day, if you're on your cell phone driving, that's a bad thing. It's a heavy-duty distraction, so you don't want to do that. So just turn on the radio, take it slow, listen to me this morning as you drive into work. I'm sure it's an enjoyable experience. Well, that's debatable. We don't know if it's an enjoyable experience yet, but it is debatable. So that's the school delays and cancellations as we have them at this point, a little bit after 8 o'clock in the morning. Now, here's what I want to talk about this morning, and I hope everybody's having a good time. And as I say, if those are not accurate, let me know. It's not an exact science anymore because everybody has their own school delays and cancellations. 740-383-9944. Also, I'm interested, how is the weather in your area? Because I think small talk, when we talk about small talk, the number one thing we have small talk in the world about is the weather. Have you ever noticed that? When you walk up to somebody, it could be 90 degrees and sunny outside, and you will say, how about that weather? What do you think of that weather? What do you think the weather's going to be like tomorrow? We love to talk about the weather in this society. So how's the weather where you are? In my area, driving down the street that I actually live on, that road was a little difficult. It certainly was glazed over, and it was certainly snow-covered. But once I got on 95, there were a few patches, but nothing horrible. And once I got on Center Street down here, there were a few patches, but nothing horrible. People are doing a great job in the city and county keeping these streets clean, at least here in Marion. So, my question to you is, how is it in your area? If you would like to call in and tell us, we would love to hear you. 740-383-9944 as you're taking it nice and slow this morning. Now, here are the, well, these aren't stories, because stories have the tendency, the connotation behind the word story is made up. And these are not made up. These are just a few events that have happened in the last 24 hours that I would like to bring up. Now, here's what we're going to start with. Last night, I was out. I went out last night about, I went out pretty early. It was probably 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Now, 2 o'clock in the afternoon yesterday was fine. It was a little cold. There was really no rain yet. It was a dark, overcast, gloomy day, but it was doable. So 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I was fine. I drove to where I needed to go. I went into this place. Now, while I'm in this place at 2 o'clock, I notice at about 3 o'clock that there's like a tapping at the window. And I look over, and I can tell it's kind of a combination between a little bit of freezing rain and a little bit of rain. But that did not worry me because it was still daylight outside. It was the middle of the day. I thought this is not going to be awful. So I didn't think anything of it. Then, by the time I left this place, which was probably about 5:15, a little after 5:15, the snow had been coming down for quite a while. I don't think there was any freezing rain or rain at that point, at least none that I could see. But the snow was coming down pretty good. But where I was not near a window the whole time. So I thought, well, maybe the snow's not really that bad. Well, this changed when I got to my car. When I got to my car at about 5:15 yesterday, there was enough snow on the window that it was pretty significant. Now, this was probably because of the blowing, but there was a fairly significant amount of snow on the window before I left the establishment I was at around 5:15. But the windshield wipers still worked. I didn't have to chisel the ice off the window or anything. There was no layer of that. So I was able to get the snow off the window, and I was on to my next location. And the roads were not bad at that point, 5:30 last night. So I get to my next location last night at about 5:30. I go in, and it's snowing pretty good at that point as I walk from my car to where I'm going. It's snowing pretty good. But again, I'm doubtful that anything bad is going to happen because I'm an optimist, and I know how many times these weather people have been wrong. because the last few years they have a tendency to get this wrong. They will predict something and then it won't happen. So I go in to the place where I'm going at 5:30, and I know it's snowing, but I think, well, maybe that'll blow over, it'll stop, no big deal, no problems here. So I go in, and I'm in this place for quite a while. I actually do not end up leaving this place until after 9:30, so I'm in there for well over 4 hours. Now here's where the story gets interesting, because if you were out last night, you know that between 5:30 and 9:30, a pretty significant amount of snow fell, as well as some ice. So, I go out at 9:30, and it's clear to me that there's going to be trouble. You know that feeling you get when there's trouble? Like, uh-oh, I've been inside too long. Something bad is going to happen here. So I walk over to the car, and again, because of the snowing and blowing, on the front of the car, where the windshield is... Did you hear they put windshields in the front of cars now? It's a very new thing. On the windshield, on the front of the car, there is probably about 3 inches of snow. Maybe 4. I mean, it had piled up pretty good. Now, why it accumulates on the windshield, I have no idea. Because there were no other windows on the car that were really covered. That's a good question, by the way. Why does snow accumulate on the windshield like that? But anyway, I thought, hey, I'm going to get behind the wheel of this car, and just like I did 4 hours ago, I'm going to turn on the windshield wipers, and it's going to knock this fluffy stuff, snow, right off the front of my car. There's going to be no problems, and I'll drive home because I only live like a mile from where I am now, and it's going to be hunky-dory. Well, if you were out after 9 o'clock last night, you know that plan was constructed in vain. Because I get in the car, and I'm ready to take off like it's July, you know, like it's sunny and nothing has happened, and I turn on the windshield wipers, and nothing happened. The windshield wipers did not move. So now I'm thinking to myself, oh, there's more snow out there than what I thought. Now the car is on now, so at least the car is warming up, but clearly... we've got problems with the windshield wipers. So, at this point, and first of all, I should say I'm not dressed properly for the weather last night. I just had a sweatshirt on, didn't have my coat. Why I didn't wear more, I don't know. You know, maybe I have a brain defect, could be. So I have no gloves, I have no coat, because when I left at 2 o'clock, the weather was not bad. I have no coat, I have no gloves, I have no hat, I have no scarf, I have nothing. But now I've got to get out of the car. And after 9:30 at night, also, it's cold, it's blowing, it's freezing, it's a tundra outside, to relieve these windshield wipers. So I looked around in the car, which was dark, and I could not find the scraper, because I thought I was going to have to scrape, or the brush to knock the snow off the front window. I couldn't find it. So I said, okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to get out, and I'm going to dust this off myself. Now, remember, I have no gloves on. This was problem number one. So I get out of the car, and I start knocking the snow off the front of my car. And I'm trying to get down to where the windshield wipers are so I can pull them off the window, free them from the ice, and then they will do the rest of the job. So I get my hands in the snow, I get my hands down to the windshield wipers, and I think I have freed them. But here's the problem. I think it was so cold, and I think I was so cold that I thought, I'm just trying to get back in the car as quick as possible, so maybe I did not do as good a job that I should have done. So I get back in the car, and I hit the button for the windshield wipers to work, and again, they do not move. Now, at this point, I realize that I'm in real trouble, because at this point it dawns on me that I have just gotten out in very cold temperatures with no gloves on and stuck my hands in snow, and I have no gloves. So now I'm sitting in the car looking at my hands as they are covered in what is water now, as I have gotten back in the car, and my hands are freezing. So I started to think to myself, uh-oh, my hands are going to freeze and possibly fall off because of my idiotic move of sticking them in a snowbank and trying to free the windshield wipers. But I think to myself, okay, I can save my hands here if I can find this window scraper and I can find this brush. I think there's still hope. So I'm fumbling around in the back seat because I don't want to get out of the car again because it's colder outside than it is inside because the wind is blowing outside. So I'm fumbling around in the car, praying that the scraper and the brush is not in the trunk of the car. And lo and behold, it was under one of the seats. So now I've got the brush and the scraper. Wouldn't it have been nice if I was able to find that about 15 minutes earlier? Then my hands would not be numb at this point. It felt like a dentist had taken the Novocaine needle and injected it into the palms of my hands at this point. My hands were really immovable. You know, I had numb hands to the nth degree. But I'm determined. You know, I'm like those people who were trapped up on the mountaintop years ago in the snowstorm. Remember those people? The Alive movie? If you haven't seen the Alive movie, check that out. I'm determined to get out of this parking lot because now it's like Alive in a parking lot for me. It's me versus the snow versus getting a mile to where I need to go. So now I've got the scraper and brush in my hand. So I get out of the car again, and now my hands are totally numb. If I had any feeling in my hands before, it's gone. It's left. It said adios. It said auf Wiedersehen. It's all gone. So it said it in three different languages, by the way, as well. So I get out again because the windshield wipers still will not move, and I dust the front window off the best I can, but I'm doing this very quickly because I want to get back in the car because I'm not dressed properly and I have no gloves. And I see the windshield wipers again, and I'm able to pick them up, actually off the window where they were stuck, sit them straight up on the window, and then put them back down. Now I think I'm in good shape now. So I get in the car, and I'm ready to go, I think. Throw the scraper and the brush in the back. The car's been running. The car's finally starting to get a little bit warm at this point. So now I turn on the windshield wipers, and lo and behold, they do work. And they knock a little bit of the snow off the window. Now, the word little bit here becomes important in a few minutes. Because they knocked a little bit of snow off the window. Just like in the windshield wiper area, but not totally. They were not able to totally go back and forth, just enough to where I could kind of see what I was doing. So at this point, I think I'm in the clear because I've only got a mile to go. So the car's warm, the windshield wipers are working a little bit, my hands have not totally fallen off yet. I don't think I'm going to have to go to the hospital. So I say, let's get this car moving. I'm ready to go home. So I start driving. And now I realize that there is snow on the hood. That the snow that had accumulated on the window is just as heavy and as thick as the snow that is on the hood. So as you know now that I have started to drive, the snow is now blowing off the hood back onto the window of my car. So here, everything I have done is now in vain with the windshield wipers because the snow is blowing on the window and I can't see anything. It looks like I'm driving in a blizzard at this point. Now, it's not a blizzard. It's not snowing that badly at this point, but it looks like a blizzard because of all the snow coming off of the hood of the car. So I'm almost to where I would exit the parking lot. Now, see, and I know you all have been here. I'm thinking to myself, what is the visibility through these windows to where I will not have to get out of the car to make it down the road? And I said to myself, I think I've got visibility. So I pull out onto the road. And the moment I pull out onto the road, I realize I have zero visibility. So at this point, I might as well have dark glasses on, and my hands are not working properly at this point either, because remember, they're numb. They're absolutely numb from being trying to free the windshield wipers. And the windshield wipers are no help at this point because there's so much snow blowing off the hood of the car. But now I'm on the road, so now it's make or break. It's put up or shut up time. So I'm on the road, and I'm driving down the road. And the road is snow covered at this point. Imagine that. It's snowed and it's snow covered. Now, I can kind of make out the traffic lights. You know, red and green. And it was like a Christmas thing for me because I could kind of make them out, but I wasn't sure if it was Christmas decorations or if it was traffic lights because that's where my visibility was at this point. I actually thought to myself, when did they put up Christmas trees on Route 95? But I'm forging on, and I'm saying, oh, whoever is guiding me tonight, please do not let me wreck into anything. Now, see, this is awful that I'm confessing this to you this morning. I'm confessing that I did this. Somebody will probably come in with the handcuffs this morning and arrest me because you're not supposed to do this. This is a cautionary tale of what not to do. So I'm driving down the road. Can't see anything, but the snow is coming off the hood a lot more. But I'm not really going fast enough to where it's knocking all the snow off the hood. So I'm going down the road, I'm making it, I'm passing all the Christmas trees that are up on Route 95. P.S., not Christmas trees, just traffic lights. And I can see my street. I can see my street, I've almost made it. You know, at that point, it's like I'm in the Daytona 500, and I can see the checkered flag. I know I'm almost there. So, as I approach the street that I need to turn off on, I realize that the turn lane that I am always turning into to get on the street where I live has disappeared. That maybe somebody has come along and taken away the turn lane because it's not there. So I assume it's still there somewhere under all this white stuff, but I can't see it. So I'm thinking turn lane, parking lot. And there's a curb there you don't want to hit. So I'm gently moving into the turn lane, which I do, and I am able to turn. And then I go up my street, and I pull in to the garage, and I shut the garage, and I made it home safe. Now, here's the thing. When I got out of the car for the first time, because see, when you're running around like crazy, like a chicken with your head cut off, you don't realize how much snow is falling. You would not believe the amounts of snow that were actually on my car. So it was inches piled up on the window and the hood and the top of the car. I could see this now that I'm in the garage and I'm in a warmer place and the garage door has shut and I'm happy with that. But I tell you this story as a precautionary tale. That's have gloves, have a coat, have a scarf, have a hat. Don't be as stupid as I was last night. But I know we all do this from time to time. And I know there are even people out there texting. And this is one of the things. As I'm driving down the road last night, I look over at another car. Because, see, this is how life is. Of course your windshield would be piled up with snow, but the side windows of your car are never covered. So I can see perfectly fine out of the side windows. If I was driving east and west, man, I would be fine. If I was going right or left, I'd have no problem. Those windows were crystal clear. It's only the front window, the north window, that I can't see out of. So I'm driving down the road, and at one point when I'm at one of these Christmas tree stoplights, I look over to the car beside me, and the person is texting. And I know what they're texting at this point. They're saying, boy, it's rough driving out here. And then when they saw my car, they said, look at this idiot. Can you imagine this idiot I'm next to here who's trying to drive down the road and obviously has zero visibility? So that's part one of the story. But there's more, because there is no end to my craziness in the snow. But if anybody has something to say at this point, because it took me a long time to tell that story, give me a call, 740-383-9944, because I know people have done this. Did anybody have any harrowing experiences like this last night? 740-383-9944, 36 coming up on 37 minutes past the hour on this Tuesday morning, because there's more to this, unbelievably, if you can believe it. Unbelievably, if you can believe it. Is that right? I don't know if that's right. Okay, if you had a harrowing experience because of the snow last night, give me a call, 740-383-9944. Now, so I'm home at this point, and it's probably 10 o'clock, and I think to myself, because I go out every night and walk for a mile. When, you know, sometimes I run, but, you know, during the snow and colder months, I walk because it's icy and, you know, you don't want to fall and bust something, because I've never had a broken bone. But most people last night would have skipped the walk, because obviously there was nobody out at 10 o'clock last night. But not me, because I'm persistent in walking. So I don't want to miss my walk last night, because health first, you know. So I think, well, I've got to get bundled up here, and I don't want to go outside walking in the clothes I was in, so how am I going to get bundled up warm enough so I can go out and do this walk at 10 o'clock at night? So here's what I do. I put socks on, and then I take a pair of shorts that you would wear in the summer, and I put those on, and then I put a pair of jogging pants over top of the shorts, so I have layers, and I put a t-shirt on, and then I put a sweatshirt on over top of the t-shirt, and at this point, I've located my coat, so I have my coat on, and I have my gloves now, and I have my scarf, and I have the hood up on my coat, so now I'm ready to go out and make this walk last night, this mile walk that I make every night. Here's where the trouble starts. Now, I'm warm. There's no doubt about it. I'm warm. 10 o'clock. It's still snowing. There's snow piles everywhere, but I'm warm. So, I go outside. And there are four turns that I have to make to get back to where I came from. I go outside. I go down. There's a turn. There's another turn at the end of that road. Then there's a turn at the end of that road, and then a turn back to get on the street to where my house is. So, I take off, and yes, the snow is kind of deep, and yes, my socks are kind of getting a little wet because the snow is over top of my shoes, but that's okay. I had an old pair of shoes on. I was fine. I'm walking. I'm warm. Everything is good. Now, here's where things turn into trouble. I get to the first turn. Okay, now remember at this point how I'm dressed, because I'm telling you this for significant reasons. I'm in the middle of a snowstorm last night. Snow's coming down. It's cold. It's blowing. But I'm out walking, because this is important to me. Health first. So I get to the first turn and trying not to fall down, because you don't want to fall down. It is icy out. I get to the first turn, and I can see the main road, and I can see somebody's pulled over, so I know it's bad outside. You think I'd know that by the snow and the ice and the stuff I'm walking in, but those flashing lights and that car pulled over, that really solidified it to me that there was trouble last night. So I get to the first turn as I'm walking last night, and I make the first turn, and I think I'm in good shape. But I feel something on my legs, like right around the upper area of my knee. And I think, well, what is that? That's not normal. See, nobody else would tell you this. No other radio host would tell you this, but this is a true story. What had happened was, as I made that turn, for whatever reason, the pair of shorts that I had on underneath the jogging pants had came down for some reason. So, you know, it's no problem on the outside because I have the jogging pants on. It's not like anybody can see anything. But the shorts have realized that apparently they're ready for summer again, so they have started to go south. Now, the shorts are down just above my knees at this point, and I can feel them there. And I say to myself, what can I do here? Because obviously I can't get to them because I have the jogging pants over top of the shorts. So I think, well, maybe I can keep them there and I'll just finish this walk. It was a good thought, wasn't it? So I get to turn number two. And at turn number two, now the shorts are continuing to go down. Now we're below the knee. So now it's becoming difficult to walk because I have shorts below my knee. Now remember, I have jogging pants on, I have a coat on, I have this all on. To the normal observer, not that there were any out last night, because normal people were inside their house, these shorts were now down between my ankle and my knee, under the jogging pants. But I plunged on, because again, it's the Indianapolis 500, it's the Daytona 500, it's the big car race, and I can see the checkered flag. I can see my house. I'm going to be okay. So, I get around the third corner, everything looks fine, nothing has gotten any worse, and I get to the disastrous fourth corner. Now here's why I call it the disastrous fourth corner. Because as I turn the fourth corner, I'm in the home stretch. It's just like the big horse race in Indianapolis every year. I'm in the home stretch, and the shorts go from between the knee and the ankle to the ankle. And now it feels like I have chains, shackles, on my ankles because this is all happening underneath the jogging pants, and I can now not move my feet more than like an inch at a time. So I'm walking like my legs are paralyzed. So once again, it's like I have no movement in my knees. Because now the shorts are down around my ankles, underneath the jogging pants. So, I keep going, but here's the problem. It took me, on a stretch of road that I normally walk, in a minute I can clear this road. It took me 2 hours and 45 minutes last night to get from the fourth corner to my door because I had these shackled shorts around my ankles last night and could not go any further. And what do you do in that situation? I mean, there's no way to pull them up because then you'd pull up the jogging pants. So that pretty well finished off the night for me last night. But I did have a good night's sleep because I think I was exhausted. I didn't realize the walk that normally takes me 20 minutes last night was going to take about 3 hours, with the last stretch well over 2.5. Boy, 46 minutes I have spent telling this story. Does anybody have any harrowing... I don't even know if I want to get into the rest of these stories, because there were some incidents this morning, too, by the way. But give me a call, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. How are you enjoying the winter weather out there that has come in fall? Did you have any harrowing experiences as I did last night? Those are my two harrowing experiences last night, which is driving in the snow, which I have not done for quite a while, or out walking in the snow. Was this insane of me to think that I could go out and walk last night? Was that a dumb move? Would you have gone out and walked last night? And how could I have solved this problem? Because I think had the people last night who run mental institutions been out, I think I might have been arrested. I think I might have been arrested, put in a mental institution, locked away for many years. What do you think? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 47 minutes past the hour. Have you ever had an experience like that? Do you have any advice for me in a situation like that, where it's very clear that I've lost my mind? Or do you think I'm just insane for going out and doing this? Or did you have an experience of your own last night? Because I know there were a lot of you out getting bread and milk last night, because that's what we do when we know there's going to be a snowstorm. I believe all weather forecasters have some kind of direct line to the bread and milk people. Let me know. 740-383-9944. Okay. Phone lines are open. I do know that a lot of people are out driving this morning, and one of the problems is you don't want to be like me. You want to keep both hands on the steering wheel. You want to drive slow. You want to drive cautious. You don't want to cause any wrecks. So you're probably not in the situation that I was in last night. But now we get through last night, and we get to this morning. Now, this morning, I go out. It's beautifully sunny. I slept well. I think, all right, now it's going to be a cake day. This is going to be good. So I get into the car, and I pull out of the driveway. Everything's good. I'm moving good. The road's a little icy and snow-covered, but that's no problem. Shut the garage door. It goes down with no problem. And I get to the end of my street. And here comes problem number one. Because as many of you know who live in Marion and maybe beyond, when there's a snow like this, all bets are off as far as driving goes for some reason. Parking spaces no longer matter. Driving rules no longer matter. Everything's suspended. It's martial law. So I get to the end of my street, and as I'm approaching the end of my street, I can see that there's a car parked horizontally on the end of the road, and it's running. I can see the tailpipe, smoke coming out of the tailpipe, exhaust, I guess you would call it. And I'm thinking to myself, why is this car parked horizontally at the end of the road? And it's funny, because as I'm approaching it, I thought to myself, well, they're going to move because they know that I'm trying to get through. No such luck. So they didn't move, but there is another way to get off the street that I live on. And after waiting for a good period of time, the car could have been broken down. I don't want to blame the people. The car could have been broken down. I really don't know why they were parked horizontally there. But I thought, okay, well, I'm going to exit the other way. And I did that. So now I'm feeling good about myself. I've come up with an idea that actually worked. And I'm going down my street. Everything's fine. The car is warm. I'm moving early enough where I'm making good time. I stop and I get gas this morning. That's how motivated I was by figuring out how to get out of this driveway. or the street. So I stop and I get gas. There's no problem there. There's not many people at the gas station because it's kind of bad weather and schools are canceled and so on and so forth. So I get out of the gas station and I'm going by the establishment where I get my drink every morning. And we've documented this many times, all the problems there are with this. And I thought, well, I really want to get to the radio station a little early to see the closings and delays and all that sort of thing. But there were no cars there. And I think this is because of the bad weather. It's because schools were canceled. I thought, uh-oh, I can still stop and get a beverage. So I pull into this place and there's nobody in line. I pull up to the speaker. I order the drink, a large Diet Coke, and I think, boy, I'm making good time. I even thought to myself, as I'm rounding the corner there, I thought, I'm going to tell this story on the radio this morning because I've said so much bad about the times I've had to be in this line and wait and be stuck and all the traumas and tribulations that I'm actually going to be able to tell a good story that on this bad weather morning, I made it through this line okay. So I'm in the line. And the line's moving fast because there's nobody in the line. So I go to the first window and I pay my money. Thank you very much. Have a good day. I pull up to the second window. Thank you very much. They gave me my beverage. Have a good day. Now, I want to take a drink of the beverage. This is where the problem starts. I have gloves on because it's cold. Now, there's a straw involved here because when they hand you the beverage, they hand it to you with a straw. So at this point, I've got to get the straw in the drink if I want to take a drink. And obviously, I don't want to try to open up this straw when I get back on the main road. For obvious reasons. So normally, I take the straw paper off and I stick it in the drink so I can take a drink now and again as I'm driving down the road to get here. I pull the straw out and all of a sudden, it's like somebody has greased up the straw paper. I cannot get the straw paper off. All of a sudden, the straw paper is like a Rubik's Cube. I can't get this straw paper off. It's unsolvable. And I'm pulling, and I'm trying to rip, and I cannot get the straw paper off. Now, why can't I get the straw paper off? It dawns on me. It's because I have gloves on. Now, why straw paper will not come off with gloves, I have no idea. But it wouldn't. So, now I take my gloves off, and I pull the straw paper off. Now it comes off like no problems. I've solved the Rubik's Cube. I stick the straw in my drink, and I'm ready to go. Now here's the problem, okay? All this time, after I got my drink and got my straw and was trying to take the paper off my straw with my gloves, the car was still moving. Now, moving at a slow pace, but the car was still moving. So just as I get the straw in the straw paper, or I get the straw in the drink, I realize I'm about to put a third drive-through window in at McDonald's. Did you know this? All of a sudden, I'm in the demolition game this morning, and I am going to plow, and that's the right word to use on a snowy morning. I'm going to plow right into the McDonald's, and I'm going to put that third drive-through window in where somebody can just say, thank you, have a good day. But my cat-like reflexes, I realize that this is about to happen. You know, keen instinct. So I slam on the brakes, and something must have been sitting on my shoulder because I did not plow into the McDonald's. Now, this brings up an interesting point. Some people have good mornings. Some people have bad mornings. Apparently, a good morning to me is when I don't put a third drive-through window in at the local McDonald's. So I got my drink. I got my, it's right here with me in the studio. I did not put a hole in the wall at McDonald's. I did not crash into McDonald's. I made it through my walk last night. I did not break any bones. I made it home last night. And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. 56 minutes past the hour. Remember, as far as I know, which sometimes who knows, Elgin, Marion City, Marion Prep Academy, Pleasant Schools, Ridgedale, River Valley, St. Mary Elementary, all closed today. Tri-Rivers on a two-hour delay. So that was my night and my morning. Now, what I've learned from this is clearly there's no bigger fool than me. Because I should just not be allowed to drive when it snows. I should just have to stay home, lock myself in a room, and not be a hazard to other people. Now, we've got about 3 minutes here. There's something else I want to talk about. I'm going to save it for the next hour, though. Only one more thing, and then we'll do some trivia. But what do you think? How did you make it through the weather last night? Do you think I'm just a total buffoon? Were there any better ways to handle these situations? Should I have known better what I was doing? Let me know. I don't mind hearing. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. But here's what I blame this all on. See, I hate to place blame. But here's what I blame all these situations on. Well, at least this morning situation. Here's what I blame this morning situation on. I blame it on the fact that we've had this discussion before, but I blame it on the fact that I have been told that Wendy's serves breakfast. Now, it's quite possible that they do serve breakfast in other locations, but they do not serve it here in Marion. So I did not have my bacon this morning, which apparently is the in thing to get at Wendy's. Just a side of bacon. So I was not powered by bacon this morning. I did not have my protein. So I was not thinking clearly, which is why I about put the third drive-through window in at McDonald's this morning. Now, had I been at Wendy's, getting my bacon, getting my protein, I think I might have been okay. So I've got to blame it on that, because in life, we have to put blame somewhere. And then I thought to myself, because we've talked a lot about the Dunkin' Donuts coming to town, I thought, you know, they're never going to let me at this Dunkin' Donuts, because I think there's a drive-thru at the Dunkin' Donuts. I would imagine there'll be a drive-thru. They're never going to allow me to go there because I might destroy the new building. Because I think this is probably going to come before next summer in the wintertime. And obviously, I cannot drive on snowy days. There's obviously a problem. I may have to go back to driving school. Phone lines are open 59 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. So that's my 24-hour period. I hope yours was better than mine. You know, it's like that old country song. I fought the snow, and the snow won. Clearly. Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. We've got a whole nother hour. I'm only going to talk about one more thing, and then we're going to do some fun trivia. Have a good time on this snowy, blowy November 12th, 2019. Remember, schools closed in Marion except for Tri-Rivers, which I think is still just on a two-hour delay. Don't forget today we have the Adam the Computer Guy show 2:10 to 3, Voice of a People with Linda Sims 4:10 to 5, and the Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker 5:10 to 6. I'll be back in 10 minutes, maybe, unless I go outside and get stuck in the snow.
To WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio, The Talking Place. To legendary star of The Facts of Life, Charlotte Ray, Mrs. Garrett.
Yeah. How much of Mrs. Garrett is in Charlotte Ray?
I'm not, you know, they made Mrs. Garrett perfect, which was, as I wrote. I mean, they never let me yell at the kids or